GStat exporter. So
exactly. Thank you. Hello, everybody. We have plenty of time. I submitted this as a lightning talk and was allocated an hour. So if you have questions or comments or anything, please feel free to interrupt me. And does anybody use Prometheus already? Or is it new for everybody? Or a few people? Okay, you heard of it? Great. We got a Prometheus exporter in FreeBSD 12, so somebody in the FreeBSD world at least knows and uses Prometheus, apart from me. So this was a few months ago. I wrote an exporter to make disk utilization metrics available to Prometheus from FreeBSD, and I was encouraged to come here and talk about it. I did a blog post about it and was encouraged to come here and tell you. So, since many people probably don't know Prometheus, I'll start out by talking a little bit about what it is and what it does and why it's awesome, and then the concept of exporters, and then we'll get to GStat and the actual exporter that I wrote for that. I also have a Grafana dashboard to actually visualize the data collected. And if everything works and my internet connection keeps working, then I have a live demo of some servers at my workplace using this. So it's always nice to see some actual real data. But I'm not making any promises because my connection has been flaky. So let's see when we get to it. Live demos are always, as you know, a bit tricky sometimes. So. My name is Thomas Rasmussen. I'm called Tykling on the internet. I'm born and live in Copenhagen, in Denmark. And I do system architecture, build and administer FreeBSD servers. I do some programming as well, and was recently laid off with 3 months with salary, so I'm just going to Fustum and relaxing and enjoying myself at the moment and looking for something else to do. I run a DNS service called Uncensored DNS for 10 years now, 11 years, which is before Google DNS and before all the other public recursive DNS server services. I started this as an alternative to the ISP censored, often censored ISP DNS servers. And it's been running since. I also help organize Born Hack, which is an annual Danish hacker camp. I highly recommend going. It is a great time. It's a week with tents and laptops and hacking around with all kinds of fun things. And I have a bunch of minor open source projects on GitHub. I use FreeBSD exclusively on servers. I've used this since 5.2.1, I think, was my first installed server. And on my laptops, I run something called CubesOS, which is an awesome operating system. I wish it was FreeBSD-based, but it's Fedora and Zen-based. It's the concept is you have different virtual machines for different contexts. So I have one for work and one for playing with the Born Hack stuff, and they can really disposable browsers for surfing. So the VM just disappears. So if you happen to click something bad, then it just nothing really happens. So. Awesome concept. So, I'm here to talk about this GStat exporter. This is actually the first time I've been in the BSD room. There's never been room, but one of the perks of being a speaker is that you have to let me in. So, I wrote this tweet, and someone picked up on it and recommended I come to Fustum and talk about it, and here we are. So, Prometheus. In their own words, it's an open source monitoring system, dimensional data model, flexible query language, efficient time series database. And that is pretty much it. It is very, the whole ecosystem around it is very Unix-y in that they do one thing and they do it well. Prometheus in itself is a time series database. It really doesn't do anything except collect metrics and stick them in a time series database. And then it has an API to make them available to Grafana, for example, so you can pull the data back out. It doesn't do alerting. It has something, there's something called Alert Manager, which from the same team, but it's a separate piece of software, separate configuration file and stuff, which handles alerting and alert dependencies and which team should get what alert and pager duty support and all that stuff. Monitoring has often, I think, been many years been it's been a bit of a like there was a void left when Nagios kind of stopped being modern, and I've been using Sapix and a few other things, but nothing has really been. It's like they try to do too much somehow. It's a big job both to gather the data and visualize it and do alerting and everything, and I haven't really been happy with anything. And I think, you know, like the first time you tried ZFS and thought, this is what a file system should have been like all along. Where have you been all my life? This is how I feel about monitoring with Prometheus.